With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. From east to west, north to south, a lot of Americans are struggling to keep cool amid dangerously high temperatures.
There's been a heat wave in parts of California, and the July 4th holiday is expected to be even hotter.
It's going to be up in the 110s, 115s, and everyone's talking about it.
Sacramento resident Carl Olson is choosing to hang out at the beach, and National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says the intense heat is expected to continue into next week.
Even through Monday and Tuesday, we see quite a few record high temperatures.
There have been heat warnings and advisories from Kansas and Missouri to the Gulf Coast states. I'm Donna Water.
President Biden tells campaign donors he almost fell asleep on stage during last week's debate, blaming his poor debate performance on a lack of sleep following a heavy travel schedule. Also at SRNNews.com, cost of this year's July 4th cookout, nothing to celebrate.
According to ConsumerAffairs.com, the price of 1.3 pounds of ground beef will run you $8.45. That's a 50% increase from 2019. Ketchup prices have increased almost 50%. A 12-pack of soft drinks has gone from $5.17 in 2019 to $9.18 this year. That's an increase of 77%. And you may want to forego those 57-inch disposable plates that have seen an 80% price increase from $276 in 2019 to $497 in 2024. According to WalletHub, 60% of Americans are planning to spend less money this Independence Day than in previous years. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Russians are showing the flag in South America too. Russian naval vessels docking in Venezuela. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 17 points. NASDAQ futures off 23 points. This is SRN News. Tractor Supply abandons the LGBT agenda.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are going to court to try to overturn Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents. They're arguing that the ban cannot stand after voters in 2022 approved a sweeping constitutional amendment that enshrines abortion. Michigan's Medicaid program pays for childbirth, birth control, and sterilization, but does not pay for abortions. This is SRN News. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki will appear before the House Foreign Affairs Committee for a transcribed interview about the Biden administration's pullout from Afghanistan in August 2021.
Psaki, who now hosts a cable TV show, is expected to sit in for the interview on July 26th. She volunteered to speak to the committee after receiving approval from the White House. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Mike McCall of Texas has sought Psaki's testimony for 9 months as part of a wide-ranging probe into the Biden administration's exit from Afghanistan that ended America's nearly two-decade war in that country. Republicans argue that the manner of the pullout emboldened America's enemies and have pushed for President Biden and his most senior aides to be held accountable for the failure that resulted in what was 2 weeks of tumult. Ernie Bennett, Washington.
Untreated water used by a Florida cucumber grower is one likely source of salmonella poisoning. It sickened nearly 450 people across the country in the spring, that according to federal investigators. More details, SRNNews.com.